Christopher Wren, the man who rebuilt London.
When the Great Fire of London destroyed most of the city in 1666, I was given the job of rebuilding it. My largest building in the city, St. Paul's Cathedral, is my memorial. I was born in Wiltshire, in England, on the 20th of October, 1632. My early life was difficult. My mother died when I was young, and soon after, the English Civil War began. This was a war between the supporters of King Charles I and a group of people called the Parliamentarians. The Parliamentarians believed that the country's parliament, not the king, must rule the country. And they didn't like the country's religion, the Church of England. They wanted a much simpler kind of religion. The leader of these Parliamentarians was a man called Oliver Cromwell. I was only 10 years old when the Civil War began. My father and my uncle Matthew were both important leaders in the Church of England. My family were royalists. We supported King Charles. Unfortunately, the Parliamentarians won the war, and the king was arrested. It was a dangerous time for royalists. My uncle Matthew was arrested too, and kept in prison for 18 years. My father and I went to live quietly with my sister and her husband at their home near Oxford. My sister had married a man called William Holder. He was a mathematician, and this was lucky for me. William helped me to understand the magic of numbers. He also taught me about astronomy, the science of the stars and the planets. I left my school when I was 14 years old, but I continued to study many kinds of science. With the help of a man called Dr. Scarborough, I made many anatomical drawings, drawings of parts of the human body. In 1649, I began to study at Wadham College in the famous University of Oxford. That year, King Charles was finally killed by the Parliamentarians. They cut off his head in front of a large crowd of people. It was a time of great fear in the country, but I was safe in Oxford. I happily continued my scientific studies. I stayed in Oxford after I had earned my degree, and I continued to make many scientific experiments. I was especially interested in engineering projects and in anatomical experiments, but I also designed some measuring instruments for surveying. Surveying is the science of making the measurements that builders need to plan their buildings. At that time, many people tried to invent a way of finding a ship's position at sea. I thought hard about that problem too. And I also worked on military building projects. I was very interested in ways of defending cities and harbors. Several English universities noticed my work in all these subjects. In 1657, I became Professor of Astronomy at Gresham College, London. And 4 years later, I returned to Oxford University as Professor of Astronomy there. Although Oliver Cromwell still ruled the country, it was an exciting time for me. In 1660, I met with some other people who were interested in science, and we created the Royal Society. We wanted more people to know about science. The great scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, was one of our members. Why was our group a Royal Society? It was because England had a king again. Oliver Cromwell had died, and King Charles II, the son of Charles I, now ruled the country. The new king was interested in our work and in our society. For a few years I continued with my scientific work, especially in mathematics. Then in 1663, I began a new career. My uncle, who was now a bishop in the Church of England, asked me to design a building. he wanted to build a chapel at Pembroke College in Cambridge. The college was a part of Cambridge University. At that time, the job of professional architect didn't exist. Rich people who knew about mathematics designed their own houses. And large projects like churches were often designed by the workers who built them. I thought that architecture was a science as well as an art. And I thought that science was an important part of the design of buildings. I knew about science, so I decided to make the design for the chapel at Cambridge. And at the same time, I was commissioned to design a building for Oxford University too, the Sheldonian Theatre. I'd seen lots of old English buildings, and many of them were churches and chapels. They were all built in medieval styles, especially the Gothic style. However, when I was a student, I'd read On Architecture by Vitruvius, the Roman architect. This famous book told me about building in the classical style. This style was very different from the Gothic style, and it interested me very much. In 1664, I went to Rome itself. I was able to study the Theatre of Marcellus there, which helped me with the Oxford building. And when I visited Paris the next year, I was able to see some new French churches. They gave me lots of ideas. The Civil War had finished, but the English people still had many problems. In 1665, a terrible illness called the plague began to kill people in London. During the next year, the plague killed about one-sixth of all the people who lived in the city. London was a small, crowded city then, on the north side of the River Thames. I didn't live in London at that time, so I wasn't in much danger. And although the London plague was a terrible disaster, it was another disaster in the city, in September 1666, which completely changed my life. On the second day of the month, a terrible fire started in the city. It burned for several days, and it destroyed a very large number of buildings. Most of the houses in the city were built of wood, and they burned very quickly. But many of the stone churches were destroyed too. One of these was London's huge Gothic cathedral, St. Paul's. About two-thirds of the city's buildings disappeared in those few days. This terrible event is still called the Great Fire of London. The Great Fire was good for London's people in one way. It stopped the plague. And in another way, it was a good thing for me too. The city needed to be rebuilt, and the king gave me a special job to do. I was appointed to be the Commissioner for Rebuilding the City of London. I planned the city with help from several surveyors. We had to create a new London. Suddenly, I had a wonderful career as an architect, and for the rest of my life, architecture was my profession. I designed some of the most important buildings in the new city, and I planned the building of 51 churches, and I did much of the design work myself. This was a big job. I also became the surveyor for St. Paul's Cathedral. I had already planned some repairs to the old cathedral before the fire, but that cathedral had gone, and now I designed a new one. I designed a huge new building in the classical style, with a large dome. The work on the new St. Paul's began in 1675. The cathedral took 35 years to build, and fortunately, I lived to see the end of the work. In fact, I lived for 12 more years, until I was 90 years old. After the Great Fire, I controlled the work on many other buildings, some of them for the royal family. For this reason, King Charles made me a knight in 1673. I was now called Sir Christopher Wren. But in fact, I designed all kinds of buildings. Palaces, theatres, museums, monuments, hospitals, and big houses, as well as churches. And I was a member of the English Parliament from 1685 to 1688, and from 1702 to 1705. When I died, on the 15th of February 1723, I was buried in St. Paul's Cathedral. The Latin words on my tomb end with the sentence, Lector, si monumentum requiris, circum spice. This means, reader, if you want to see his memorial, look around you.